Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, have you watched Netflix's series Tiger Kings, starring a flashy, mulleted zoo owner called Joe Exotic?
It's not every day that a zookeeper went to prison for murder for hire.
There are more captive tigers in the U.S. than there are in the wild throughout the world.
They know people are nuts, man.
A lot of people staying in watching this on Netflix. Well, it turns out that Joe Exotic brought baby tigers at the center of the series controversy to Alton about 10 years ago. In fact, the Alton Telegraph reports that the July 2010 event at Alton Square Mall forced the mall afterwards to ban exotic animal displays. Some of the cubs that Exotic brought to Alton were 6 to 7 months old, and legally, cubs cannot be shown in public exhibitions until they're 8 months old. Exotic is currently serving a 22-year federal prison sentence for trying to hire a hitman to kill the owner of Big Cat Rescue in Florida. Something to do this weekend, I guess.
Oh,
watch
yeah.
that.
It is fascinating. It's currently the number one show on Netflix.
There you go.
So a lot of people are watching it.